significant negative impact, including job losses, multinational companies moving, less money for Ireland, and more. Just some of the likely effects of tariffs threatened by the United States on goods coming into their country from here and the rest of the EU, according to a study carried out by the Economic and Social Research Institute and the Department of Finance ahead of a trade forum today to be chaired by the Taoiseach. Dr. Paul Egan is a research officer at the ESRI and is with us now. Dr. Egan, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
A range of big hits to the Irish economy. Tell us about how you reached these conclusions.
Yeah, so today we publish a working paper which was co-authored by ourselves and the Department of Finance, which assesses the macroeconomic impact of protectionist policies on the Irish economy. So obviously there's still quite a bit of political and economic uncertainty around the policies, so we therefore consider a range of tariff scenarios involving the US and the global economy and the US and the European Union. So this would include unilateral tariffs, where the US imposes tariffs on of between 10 and 25% in the global economy and the EU without response. And then we also look at bilateral tariffs, where the global economy and the EU responds with reciprocal or what's known as tit-for-tat tariffs. And then finally, we also look at potential impacts of non-tariff barriers imposed by the US on the rest of the world. So listeners mightn't be as familiar with these, but this would include things such as, you know, US product or industry specific regulatory requirements which would restrict market access for both Irish and global exporters.
It's a wide range of options, a wide range of things that could happen. Do you know where will be the worst affected in all of those cases?
Yeah, so I mean the most severe scenario that we kind of looked at in terms of the impact was probably actually an interesting thing was that the 10% global tariffs and the 25% EU tariffs kind of had a similar enough macro impact on the Irish economy. And in that scenario, we saw the level of GDP falling by as much as 3.5% from its baseline over the next 5 to 7 years. And the level of MDD falling by 2% over the same period. So, you know, quite a significant fall. And then with the non-tariff barriers, so the kind of regulatory barriers that I mentioned, it was a similar enough impact with GDP falling by as much as 3% from its no barrier baseline over 5 to 7 years and MDD falling by 1.5%. So pretty substantial impacts in the medium term.
And the knock-on effects then on the rest of the economy and society as a result?
Yeah, so I mean, the one thing that the paper did find was that the traded sector of the economy is likely to be disproportionately impacted. So the model that we use, which is COSMO, the ESRI's macro model of the Irish economy, defines the traded sector as having 50% of its total final use as exported. So this would include things like the manufacturing industry, including pharma manufacturing and ICT sector. And the problem with these sectors is that they tend to have people employed who are kind of well paid and over the overall workforce. So that kind of has an important knock-on effect because they're obviously an important source of driving aggregate demand and income tax revenues. But we saw production in that sector, so the traded sector, fall by twice as much as the domestic sector. So the fall in the production in the traded sector was 4% over the 5 to 7 year period, whereas in the domestic sector it was 2%. So the impact of the traded sector really heavily felt, which makes sense given its links with the global economy.
You said this is a working paper which will be presented to the trade forum today, but it is dealing with a lot of unknown unknowns. And as Simon Harris told The Dáil yesterday, their focus really can only be on what they can control now.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, one thing that we don't cover in the paper, in the modelling framework, is the impact of uncertainty. So this is just a scenario analysis where there's a situation in the baseline where there's no tariffs or no protectionist policies, and then they're introduced, and then we look at the impact. But one thing the model can't do is account for uncertainty. So you can kind of see people coming up with their forecasts, institutions with their forecasts are revising downwards their forecasts, independent of tariff impacts, due to the level of uncertainty on the potential of tariffs being introduced. So this kind of heightens the level of uncertainty. The heightened uncertainty in the short run could actually magnify the impacts kind of beyond what we discuss in the paper.
Paul Egan, Dr. Paul Egan, Research Officer at the ESRI. Thank you. We'll hear more on this later in the programme.